School is in session again, but in Maine, some immigrant parents are fearful about sending their kids back to the classroom. Many came to the U.S. to escape violence, war, or political persecution in their native countries, but recent high-profile mass shootings make them question how safe they really are in their adopted home. Ari Snyder of Maine Public Radio reports.
12-year-old Carlos Silva says he's always enjoyed going to school.
Yeah, I love school. I love, like, the education and, like, the people there.
Silva is originally from Angola. He moved to Maine in 2018 with his mother and two siblings. But Silva says the mass shooting at an elementary school in Uvalde, Texas, has cast a shadow over his feelings about being in the classroom.
I have to, like, look around, like, oh, I hope there's not, like, a shooter, like, outside or something. It just makes me, like, very cautious and scared.
Silva's mother, Neuza Lopez, says she brought her children to the U.S. so that they would have better educational opportunities. Now, though, Lopez says it's frightening to send her kids to school.
We need to, like, to pray every day to God take care of them, because the situation is getting out of control.
So far this year, the United States has experienced more than 400 mass shootings. It also has by far the highest number of civilian-owned firearms in the world. And in 2020, gun-related injuries surpassed car accidents to become the leading cause of death for children and adolescents. For some immigrant parents in Maine, both the frequency of mass shootings in the U.S. and the pervasiveness of guns are a frightening combination.
So I scared for my kids. I still scared for myself.
Bernadette Shiombu is a single mother from the Democratic Republic of the Congo who lives in Portland.
William.
Shiombu has three sons, including three-year-old twins Wilson and William, who on a recent evening are bouncing around the living room in matching onesie pajamas, showing off some of their favorite toy cars.
What do you have there?
That looks like a fire truck. It has some lights on it.
Shiombo says she was happy with her life in the Congo, but moved to the U.S. in 2015 with her now ex-husband. He convinced her that the U.S. would be a more stable place to raise children. But Shiombo says that sense of stability is complicated now. She's not only concerned about losing her kids to gun violence, she's also worried about what would happen to them if she became a victim herself.
If something happened in the clinic or in the shopping, you go to the shopping, who want to take care of my kids?
Asked if the fear of gun violence makes her rethink her decision to raise a family here, Shiombo pauses and offers a saying in French, "There are no roses without thorns." It's just a matter, she says, of avoiding the dangerous thorns of this country as best you can. While Shiombo navigates the challenges of raising her children in the U.S., one Angolan father is wondering if he should bring his family here in the first place.
How can I bring my kids here and sending them to school where I can receive a notice like it was some shooting to your kid's school?
This is Antonio, who arrived in Maine several years ago as an asylum seeker. His wife and four children are still in Angola. We're not using his full name because his asylum claim is still being processed. In Angola, Antonio says he feared for his safety due to his political activism. But the shooting in Buffalo, New York in May changed his perspective about living in the U.S. Antonio says he'd feel more confident about bringing his family here if the government would take more steps to reduce gun violence.
They need to protect the people. From there, I can believe to say, yes, I can bring my family. They can stay safe.
Back in June, President Biden signed into law the first major gun legislation passed by Congress in nearly three decades. And here in Maine, gun laws are fairly permissive. Back in 2016, voters blocked a measure to require background checks on private gun sales. But the state does have a yellow flag law, which allows guns to be seized from people with mental health challenges if a medical professional says they could harm themselves or others. Even though Maine has a lower rate of gun violence than most other states, mass shootings around the country are especially unnerving for people like Florica Malual, whose family escaped war in South Sudan in the early 2000s when she was 7 years old.
We came here to, you know, feel safe, but we're not safe.
Malawal says in South Sudan, there was a feeling that the government wasn't able to protect its citizens and that violence could erupt at any time. She expects a safer life in America.
When we come here, this is the land of opportunity. This is the land of you could be anybody you want to be if you work hard. And for senseless shootings to happen like this, there's no system. There's no control.
Malawal has a 2.5-year-old son and says she's already anxious about the day she'll drop him off at school for the first time. For Here and Now, I'm Ari Snyder.